you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Leo Lowenstein and Andy Klein. We begin with a race car film, Gran Turismo. It's directed by Neil Blomkamp, written by Jason Hall and Zach Bailyn. Archie Madecki and Orlando Bloom are the stars of the film. Leo.
This film worked better than I expected it to. It was it's about the improbable success story of a kid who learns to drive race cars in a simulated video game and goes on to become an actually successful race car driver thanks to the intervention of Orlando Bloom and David Harbour as a Nissan exec and a trainer. It was actually quite entertaining with really good graphic flourishes by Neil Blomkamp, who directed District 9, a movie I really enjoyed.
Andy, what'd you think of Gran Turismo?
Total agreement. It's much better than it has any right to be. I generally don't like racing movies. This is the first one I've seen where you can follow what's going on in the races because of various visual effects they put to highlight things. The dialogue is a little weak, but it's thoroughly entertaining, even at over 2 hours.
Gran Turismo's rated PG-13 in wide release. Liam Neeson is back in an avenging role. Retribution is the crime drama directed by Nimrod Antal. Leo.
Well, when is Liam Neeson not in an avenging role? I feel like we've seen this so many times before with Taken and a number of other Neeson films. This movie started promisingly with a bomb under a seat and Neeson's two kids in the car, and he's got to figure it out how to get out of the situation. But it went quickly and annoyingly downhill. Lots of narrative incongruities, and I felt it pandered, it condescended to the audience, it was insulting and really kind of annoying and unforgivable.
Retribution's in wide release, rated R. Bank of Dave, based on the true story of Dave Fishwick, who was a self-made man, became a millionaire, and set up a community bank. Andy, what'd you think?
I loved this film. Totally charming. Very much patterned after the great film Local Hero, not in that league, but it is one of those charming, quirky British comedies. Takes great historical liberties, but the basic kernel of the plot is true.
Bank of Dave stars Joel Fry, Rory Kinnear, and Hugh Bonneville. Directed by Chris Foggan, Piers Ashworth wrote the screenplay. It's rated PG-13 at the Galaxy Theater Mission Grove and available for home viewing. And Bella, a documentary about Bella Abzug elected to Congress in 1970.
This was an excellent and edifying documentary about someone who I remember slightly but hadn't known enough about. I was very glad to have learned about her through archival footage and interviews with lots of important people, including Barbara Streisand, Gloria Steinem, Maxine Waters. It was a terrific, terrific documentary. I was surprised to learn there was some controversy about it in the paper.
Bella is directed and written by Jeff L. Lieberman at several of the Lemley Theaters. I'm Larry Mantle. Thanks for joining us for the Film Week Marquee.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.